is dedicated to each and every one of you who appreciate a great glass of wine. You know what I mean?
It's Monday. Let's raise a glass to the beginning of another week. It's time to unscrew, uncork, or saber a bottle, and let's begin exploring the wine glass. Today, I am going to read to you a story like no other wine story you have ever heard before. It is a story of romance. Okay, maybe not romance, more like lust and seduction. The story of an innocent girl, Sauvignon Blanc, who falls for a troubled man, Cabernet Franc, and endures his wildness and antisocial behavior, but ultimately, they come together to create one of the most well-known children in the world, Cabernet Sauvignon. I hope you enjoy this tale, and maybe want to listen to this one with your earbuds on. Sláinte. Hey everybody, I'm Lori Budd, a UC Davis winemaking program, Sommelier Service, and WSET Level 2 graduate. You can find Exploring the Wine Glass on all of the socials, as well as your favorite podcast catchers. If you haven't subscribed yet, now's the perfect time to swipe, subscribe, rate, and review. I promise I'll never tell you what to drink, but I'll always share what's in my glass. Oh, no, no,
no, never. In the Wind of Pleasure.
As she sat in the vineyard, taking in the fresh air, she thought to herself, when will things change for her? She stretched her tendrils out to absorb the last bit of sun that was dropping below the horizon. She took a breath as the fog rolled in, knowing that the temperature would be dropping soon. The warmth of the day was about to leave. She began to envision ways to keep herself warm. Her mind began to wander to places she wasn't sure they should. She fell asleep with visions of a special someone rescuing her from the weariness of her day. She awoke the next morning, disappointed, as the seductive fog began to recede. Her leaves uncoiled as the heat increased and her stomata unwillingly opened to accept the fresh carbon dioxide. As the day progressed, she thought to herself, this will be the day. She felt deep down in her roots that today was special. As she absorbed the nitrogen and phosphorus from the soil, she could sense today was going to be remarkable. She wasn't sure how she knew it. She just did. She felt it in her canes and cordons. Today was the day that would change her life. She couldn't pinpoint it because really nothing was different. But her roots were screaming and she knew she had to listen. The hours passed by as she sat upon her trellis and waited, holding on to her dream. Her aspirations lowered as the sun sunk below the ocean. She was about to resign and call it a night when she felt a cool breeze, a breeze that was comforting, a breeze that screamed seductiveness, a breeze she couldn't resist, a breeze that whispered her name, Sauvignon Blanc. She heard it the first time, but ignored it, thinking she was imagining it. Then she heard it again, Sauvignon Blanc. She was positive her name was being whispered throughout the vineyard. She couldn't control herself. Her pistol stood upright in the breeze as she listened to the murmur that was calling her name. The wind and whispers continued to intrigue her, and she realized how the fullness of her ground cover warmed her in the cool night. She waited, anticipated, and fascinated about who was calling out to her. Sauvignon Blanc. A few minutes later, her questions were answered. His name was Cabernet Franc, and his message was clear. She watched as he entered her block and observed that his stamen was quite impressive, full of pollen and ready to be shared. She wasn't stupid, though. She had heard of him before. He was a real catch. Other varieties have tried to reel him in, but no one could. She shivered silently as Cabernet Franc approached. It was at that moment she knew she couldn't resist him. She knew she wouldn't resist him. She knew that the pleasure of one night would stay with her for the rest of her life. And that is exactly what it was. One night. When she awoke the next morning, he was gone. Her scion ached with the memory while her trunk reveled in it. One night of sheer pleasure. A pleasure she never thought she would experience. She will now never forget. As the days passed, she recognized that things were different. As her canes began to grow and the length of her internode shortened, she realized her buds were a bit fuller, a bit more distinctive. She knew then that the most pleasurable night of her life would not only be a memory, but would lead to an offspring, an offspring that this world would appreciate more than she herself or the vine that a chance crossing with, a varietal that would be one of the world's most widely recognized red wine grape varieties, and she immediately knew what she would call him. Cabernet Sauvignon would be the new Bordeaux king, and may he reign as long as she remembers the pleasure of the night that created him.
So I hope you enjoyed my little romantic tale. December 4th is Cab Franc Day. I hope you join me in opening a bottle and sharing your love on social media. Please be sure to use the hashtag Cab Franc Day and follow Dracaena Wines because they will be having some flash sales to celebrate the day. In fact, they are officially releasing their 2018 Reserve Plummer Vineyard Cabernet Franc. Now, a little bit more about the promiscuity of Cabernet Franc. In addition to being a parent of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc crossed with Magaline Noir de Charente to give us Merlot. And you feel like a little Carmenere? Well, thanks to Cabernet Franc and Gros Cabernet, you can enjoy a bottle. Additionally, it is one of the parents of Morenia, which is thought to have died out, and Hondarabi Belza, which is used in Chocoli, and it is a slightly sparkling wine that's very dry, and it is actually a white wine with high acidity and low alcohol that is produced in the Spanish provinces of the Basque Country, Cantabria, and Northern Burgos. So there you have it. All you need to know about Cabernet Franc. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you celebrate Cab Franc Day.
This has been another episode of Exploring the Wine Glass. Thanks for listening. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like me to discuss, please reach out on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Exploring the Wine Glass. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoytbud. Of course, you can always email me at exploringthewineglass@gmail.com. If you enjoyed what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to help others find me more easily. And most importantly, tell your wine-loving friends, because if you like the podcast, they will too. Music is Wine by Kevens. Until next week, sláinte.
Give me the white, white, white. Oh, yeah.